now from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and of course I am Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. It's a very special program. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to, sound the alarm. Yes, I want to sound the alarm. These are difficult times. You need all the help you can get. And what you need goes beyond palliative help. You need help that reconnects you with your own ground of being, that restores you to how you were before your great fall. Remember the beautiful little poem, the fairy children's poem, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. Well, we've all had a great fall, ladies and gentlemen. Some of us have been, when we were little children, things happened to us. We grew up in a bad place where there were gangs or there was some kind of abuse. Perhaps we went to war. We saw things, we did things, we witnessed things that would have been better if we hadn't. We didn't know how to deal with it. We didn't know how to cope with them. Look, when you were a little child, you were happy and carefree. But before long, people started to pressure you. And you didn't know how to cope with the pressure, A, because you were only a little child, and B, because nobody was there to teach you. Nobody was there that had wisdom and understanding that could show you how to cope. Or, better yet, show you, demonstrate, model how to cope, coping skills. And protect you at the same time, mainly protect you and model coping skills so that you could grow like a flower. See, you could grow like a flower. Someone to keep the weeds away so you could reach the sun and grow to full stature and become mature. And then as a mature person, then you could begin to cope on your own if you had not been traumatized and corrupted. But you see what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you were a little child, people pressured you, your parents pressured you, other kids pressured you. There was drug pressure, gang pressure, peer pressure, sex pressure, ambition pressure, study pressure, school pressure. You didn't know how to cope. You became resentful. You resented it. You became angry. And then you copped out and gave in. Or you rebelled. You went to one extreme or the other. You didn't know how to cope with it. And because of your upset, and because of your own errors, your own wrongs, your own, I don't want to say sins because you were only a little child, but you became resentful. You resented your mom, you resented your dad. Maybe your mom because she was sick all the time, or she pressured you, or she was a nag, or she hated your dad, or she hated you, she rejected you, she blamed you. See, a lot of moms, maybe they're not so bad. They don't mean to do the harm that they do. And what's coming through them is what came through their mom and her mom's mom all the way back to Adam and Eve. But something came through her that said some very mean things, things that shouldn't be said, things that shouldn't be thought. But she said them her husband wasn't there for her. Her father wasn't there for her. Her husband, your dad, wasn't there for her. She was kind of all alone. She did the best she could. She couldn't cope either, see? And your dad, you resented your dad because he wasn't there for you. Or he was violent, or he was a drunk, or he was gone, wasn't even there, or he was a wimp. So you resented your parents. Then you went out and it made you feel empty. See, when we resent, it cuts us off from our own ground of being. You went out in the world looking for love, and all you got was abuse and betrayal, see? And you were fooled and tricked and used. Somebody seemed to love you. They sold you a bill of goods, you bought into it, and then look, they lied to you. But you made the classic mistake of resenting them and hating them, see? All right, so now I'm going to help you to become restored to how you were before your great fall. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast
who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome back, gentlemen. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. You had a great fall. When you were a little child, you had a fall. You were upset and traumatized. Something happened. See? Even resentment itself, even resenting other people is in and of itself a fall. But then you had other falls. You took drugs. You had promiscuous sex. Maybe you got involved in a gang. Maybe you did things you shouldn't have done. Maybe you went to war. You did some things that went against what you knew in your heart was right. Or you went to work somewhere and you were asked to cut corners or to do something that wasn't quite proper. You knew in your heart it wasn't proper. It may not have been a really awful thing, but it just wasn't quite right. It wasn't you. There was something not quite right about it. You went along. You had to earn a dollar. But you felt uneasy. Nowhere have you felt totally comfortable. There's always something a little bit sleazy, a little bit slimy, a little bit phony, a little bit false. Every time you sign on the dotted line, then you find out there's small print. See? You sign up for a credit card, there's small print. Oh, you didn't know there was a finance charge? See? You take a drug. Oh, you didn't know it has this effect? So this side effect or that side effect? See, it's in the small print. See? So you became resentful, more and more resentful. But the more resentful you became, the more it cut you off from your own ground of being. So you need someone to help you. Well, all the king's horses and all the king's men, they may have tried very, very much. All the social workers and the psychologists and the pharmacists, and maybe even the chaplains and the Christian counselors and the preachers. They all tried to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, but they couldn't. See? Now, they may have meant well. In fact, most of them did mean well. And some of the things that they did were very, very helpful. Look, if you were injured, and you had a nice doctor that set your leg and, sewed you up, so you stayed alive, and a nice nurse and a nice hospital, and they helped you to recover. And some nice rehabilitation people. They have some remarkable technology and remarkable skills. See? So they did a lot for you in that regard. And you may have had some people that helped you financially. They helped you to get some training, some schooling. They helped you to get some rehabilitation. They gave you some money and some help to help you get by. So on and so forth. It was very good. Maybe you took some college classes and they were nice. See? So it was all well and good. I'm not knocking it. Not knocking any of these people. But what I'm saying is that something else is needed. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. But somebody can put Humpty together again. Somebody can. And who is that? Who can put Humpty Dumpty back together again? Who can restore Humpty Dumpty to how he was? You know, how about, on a computer when something really bad happens and you do a system restore? Wouldn't that be nice? See, now, there's a complete restore where everything is wiped out. Well, we don't want that. But what we want is the bad stuff. See? Not suppressed and repressed, so it keeps coming back. See, the thing about trauma, see, we're talking about trauma, ladies and gentlemen. The thing about trauma is that it keeps coming back until it is dealt with properly. Somewhere in the Bible it says that which is hidden will be revealed. Every moment that you've had that has not been led perfectly leaves a little imprint, a little anagram. Is that the word I want? Engram, that's the word I want. A little engram, a little memory, a little tissue memory, a little mental memory, a little psychic. Every moment not lived properly. Every moment, even a moment where you were a little too excited about something or where you had an ambitious thought, you know, maybe I could take advantage or maybe I could pretend I was nicer than I really am to fool them. Any little subtle thing like that, it leaves a little memory. See? Those have to be seen, but you can't. And of course, there are the big traumas. The big traumas of being raped, of being molested, of being betrayed, of being cheated, of being violated, of being fooled. See? The big traumas. Or something you did, took drugs, had promiscuous sex, stole something, hated your mom, hated your dad, see? Hurt somebody. All of these have to be looked at, but you can't do it yourself. There is a way for them to surface and to be observed and dealt with properly, and then you never have to deal with them again. And that way is, it's God's way. But I'm not talking about going to church and singing some nice songs and studying. And I'm not talking about, becoming all emotional and stepping forward and, making some emotional promise. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a real experience of God within. It cannot be manufactured, but that is what you need, because God can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. He can do the system restore, to restore you to how you were. As a matter of fact, the whole point of, if you read Paul, for example, his writings are so beautiful, so wonderful. I cannot believe how wonderful they are. You know, the New Testament, the different letters that he wrote. There's so much in them. But you see, the whole point is we need to be restored, and eventually restored to how Adam and Eve were before they fell. Look, maybe this will be of help to you. You have fallen in your life. You've had falls because of other people and then because of your overreaction. Okay? That's happened. It happens to all of us. And perhaps this will help you if you know that it happens to all of us, and it is the history of the human race. Adam and Eve fell, if you remember. They had paradise and then they lost it. And you had a sort of a paradise when you were a little child. You were innocent and you were close to God and you lost it. Well, you need to be restored. You need to have the pieces put back together again. You need to have all your little traumas and your big traumas seen in the light and put aside so you can be happy and carefree and move forward.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We've reached the halfway point. Let me give you some resources, if I may. Look, you've been listening to me, and so you can tell that I know what I'm talking about. So now the question is, what are you going to do? Well, may I make some recommendations? First of all, may I recommend that you visit my website. Let's see, what's the best way to get you started? Visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org. Common Sense Counseling. It's all strung together like one big word. commonsensecounseling.org. Don't forget, it's an O-R-G. commonsensecounseling.org. And there you will see some wonderful resources. For example, you will see, if you scroll down a little bit, you can see where you can click on a link to take you to my post-traumatic stress blog. And if you go there, you will find that I just made a very beautiful, very, very beautiful new meditation. A very beautiful meditation. It's for stress. For post-traumatic stress and for stress. And if you have related at all to what I have said today, then I recommend you go there and listen to that meditation. Perhaps give it a try. It could be very helpful to you. You see, what you need is to be restored to... You need to refine a rapport with God. What has happened is that you have been externalized. All these pressures on the outside and things to which you have reacted, and also lots of emotional reactions that aren't, well, negative, and yet they are emotional reactions. You know, all the times you became too excited about something, all the times that you got too caught up with some other people, some boy or some girl or some group or some music or some drug, your marijuana and your music and your... So you got way too caught up with them. You got into them and they got into you. See? You became externalized. You actually fell away from a rapport with your Creator. You fell away from God. See? you fell for your music. You fell for the guy or for the gal or for the drug. Or you got caught up with study. See? Caught up ambitiously with study, or with some guru, or some teacher, or some author, or some leader. See? You got something too important. Making money became too important. Being a success. Something became too important. And it separated you from God, from your ground of being, from the inner light, from your ground of good. So afterwards, no wonder you felt empty. Have you ever noticed after you become real excited, you get involved in something, and then when it's all over, you say, is that all there is? You know, you have a letdown. Have you ever wondered why? See, these outside things are fleeting. They're based upon emotion. But that letdown, or that feeling of futility, see? These negative feelings, well, they are a warning to you. They're a warning to you that, you know, God made great green earth, and he filled it with many wonderful things, with many bounteous things for us to enjoy. He wants us to enjoy food. He wants us to enjoy a beverage and exercise and work, and even in it, with great moderation. He wants us to enjoy music. He wants us to get married and enjoy your husband, your wife, and have children. See, he wants the good things for you. Just don't make them too important. Don't forget him. In other words, enjoy the thing or the person, but don't forget God. See, remember God and enjoy things. That's how you do it, okay? All right. Well, as you can see, you need to refine your center. That's what you need. Refine your center. My meditation will help. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling, and I've taken it to a new level. online counseling with a pastor for pastoral counseling. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? You have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you need confidential counseling or ultra-confidential counseling? In other words, you don't want a record following you around. You want to talk to somebody, but you don't want it to, you don't want other people to know about, especially if you live in a small town where everybody knows everybody. Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues. And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice. Support groups are nice. Theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. All you need to do is go to my website and you'll get all the information right there. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, from the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, and you can find links there to some to my various blogs that have to do with different topics. You have a blog about relationships. I just wrote a brand new book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage is a very beautiful book. 315 pages. You should get that book. If you have some issue with your husband or your wife, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, if you want to be a better husband or a better wife, if you guys are arguing, if there's hurt feelings, see, if you want to understand marriage, if your parents had issues and you want to understand what happened with them and how you can avoid the same thing happening to you, see, If your wife cheated on you, or your husband cheated on you, or there's been talk of divorce and you don't want a divorce, if you feel like you've grown apart, if you resent your husband, if you're having trouble being forgiving, see, all these things, sex in marriage, all of these things, see, well, you should get my book, because it's really good. It's a page turner. It's interesting, no question about it. But full of insights. See, you can tell by listening to me, right, that I'm just full of insight. You could listen to this program. You could go to the audio archives, which we have. If you go to commonsensecounseling.org, click on recent programs, and you can listen to this program again or any other program. But as I'm saying, you could listen to this program over and over, and every time you'd hear some deeper and deeper, you know, if you're in the right frame of mind, of course, you'd hear more and more. Well, you can imagine how good the book is. I say that getting this book is much better than going to a two-day, you know, relationship or marriage seminar with anybody else. That's how good it is. Better than going to a four-day seminar, a week seminar. That's how good it is. It's available now. It's available at Amazon to buy in paperback. It is also available to download to your computer or mobile device. That's what I would do. If I were you, I'd just go. You go to commonsensecounseling.org. Remember how I said you go to www.commonsensecounseling.org? Go there. Look for the relationships blog. Click on it. Then you'll see where I have information about how to get my book. That's what you need to do. Get the book, download it, start reading it. Okay? And for stress, well, look for the PTSD blog, go there, find out about the meditation, and start listening to it. It's that simple.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Ladies and gentlemen, my fervent prayer is that this program will touch your heart and awaken you to begin searching for, well, for answers, and most of all, searching for your Creator and finding Him. Then I will have done my job, see? That's my job. I bear witness to the truth. I awaken you to the truth, and then you can begin to find answers for yourself. Begin to sort things out. Begin to see things for yourself. Make sense out of things. Understand yourself. And refine peace of mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I've run out of time. Until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.